Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You with Talk of the Town. And right now it's Christina Liu, the fabulous, the one and only Christina Liu radio show producer. You know, and Otto Loos, fabulous. You know, we're talking about here, the services that, what are you doing now? Well, we're doing the same stuff. We just figured out how to adjust to what's happening, you know, with the resources that we have. And, you know, transportation's so important. It's so important. And for some, it's really just knowing that they can access it. Like, okay, if I need, I can go, I can call, my kid can go. I don't have to worry about money going back and forth. I could go any day that I want. You know, normally you have to book a day in advance and, you know, it's a long weekend. So we knew things were coming in. So transportation is really, you know, working under this climate, and we're busy and we're working with our taxi companies, and they've been fantastic. I would like to add that, you know, Taxi Hispano, Deluxe, and All Island have just been terrific. We don't get a lot of complaints normally, but you know, sometimes there are longer waits. We have gotten no complaints. It is just, everybody is just working to really own their, you know, what they need to do to, you know, get people to where they need to go. So that's good. The other thing that I'm doing is, you know, Project Independence has a very strong fitness program during the year. It's during the regular, you know, year when it's not summertime, we have up to 17 classes per week from, you know, fitness and Zumba and yoga and Tai Chi, line dancing. So there are 17 classes all over the town. We have some classes have 90 people in them. So it's very busy. It's very active. There's a lot going on. What do? We have these seniors who are very active. Some seniors take three classes, and we know some sneak into maybe a fourth or a fifth. But as long as they sign the waiver, we're cool. You know, they're active people, and there's no charge for those fitness classes. So what we were able to do is we have them now airing the fitness classes on North Hempstead television. So seniors who don't have computers or have computers and don't turn them on, you know, they don't have to go find a website or a link or whatever. They just turn on their television, 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. You can catch, you know, Margaret. We actually now, I think, Tai Chi, we're going to be having Tai Chi with Joe Panico. So all of the familiar instructors are also doing the classes. I'm actually doing yoga. So I record the class in my living room. So I you know how I turn my dining room into my office. I turn my living room into a yoga studio. And over the weekend, for a couple of times, I record a yoga class that's as you know, Otto points out, is maybe airing today at 1 o'clock.
I don't know.
And the good news, the other end, and then is that if you can though also access the classes on the internet. You know, we have websites and that's at any time. So you can see them 10 and 1, or you can go to my nhtvnorthhempstead.com and there are links. You can call 311 and we can get them. Then you can watch what at your leisure whenever you want.
No, and that's what, you know, we've talked about this, you know, in our own staff meetings, we talked about on the radio too, you know, taking something from this experience and kind of like rolling with it for future. Because what is really great, as you had said about these having recordings, is that it also opens up the exercise classes to people who normally maybe couldn't get out of the house in general, or the classes were full and couldn't do it. So I think that's like a great thing. That's something to maybe think about in the future, is having all these things kind of recorded, you know, because it really does. And it's nice to be able to do it on your leisure. I mean, I see it on Facebook, they'll post them. It's on the website, as you had said, on the TV channel. So I think these are all great. And the fact that you know, listen, not everyone is comfortable or has a computer, so that it can be on the cable station is, you know, just another kind
of. It's great. And Fios. So either, yep. Whatever you have, cable or Fios.
No, so I think that's great. And it's just exciting to see Beck in her, you know, I like her a little, she really created like a whole little yoga ambiance for her classes. So it's really great. And people are so happy. I mean, I see the calls that come in from seniors who are, you know, just so happy to be able to do this exercise program. So
it's great.
Rebecca, yeah. You're going to have to get a bigger house.
Yeah,
you need an office, yeah. A dance
just
studio,
what I need.
A yoga studio.
I know.
I've worked out of my home for years, and there's pros and cons. The pro I had was, yes, I could work out of my home, but I traveled a lot. So you get out. But just to work in the house, which is, might be a trend in the future, I don't think is healthy. All right. I think
I'm
there has
you,
to be a social outlet connected to it. And if your job is going to be 5 days in your house, that's not good. I don't think in the long haul.
No.
It's good if you can do it like I did a couple of days a week. And then the rest of the time you're all over the place. That's great. You know, but
I'm such an active person that I, you know, like there are Fridays where if I'm doing the radio show, I teach an 8 o'clock yoga class at my yoga studio, and then I'll go to guest host the radio show, and then I go to the office, and then Friday night I have a class I teach at 5:30, and then I come home and have breakfast. No, you know, but it's like, I get it. Like this is like, you know, like I was saying, you're on that spectrum of where you're at and during, like, I can't do this. And it's like, some days I wake up all, oh, it's going to be a great day. And other days it's like, oh my God, this is, you know, Groundhog Day. It's just,
do you go out for a walk or get out?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I do.
I believe that's kind of critical that if you can,
absolutely,
you know, otherwise you're, like today looks like out the window, like a nice looking day. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And to not go out if you can is a mistake.
Yeah.
I you know, I do believe you can walk. You can put a mask in your pocket.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know.
And it's actually, absolutely, you know, because I've been doing that, which is really nice because it's kind of become my brother and my routine. So we go for our like daily walks together and it's really nice. And it's sometimes if Jay's not working, he'll come with us too. But it's become such a part of our routine. We were laughing because my brother's girlfriend was here and we were walking because she's not as down to for the walk as my brother and I. And she's like, you too, with your walks and your inside jokes, you know, because it's become such a part of our thing, you know, so we like looking at houses, you know, and it really makes you feel better. You know, you come home, you feel, you know, like you actually got some movement. And it's fun to like look around and like, I'm fortunate to live in like a very quiet little neighborhood. So you're never in, you know, some kind of crazy, you know, crowded situation.
Yeah.
And it's fun. You look at houses, you get ideas. We look at plants. We've just like, like we have like a whole new respect for different things, my brother and I. So it's you gotta do these little things. And we were talking during the break, which I love, is a lot of my friends and my own husband has taken up little hobbies during the whole quarantine. Like Jay, for instance, he's now growing vegetables, which I'm so impressed because these things have like every day, it's like some crazy new growth thing. So we're gonna see how this is gonna go. It's our first rodeo. I told him I'll just like put on some overalls and pretend that I, you know, had a part in the vegetables. But he's been like drawing. So there's like really, I think that's a nice part of this is, you know, as Beck was saying, you know, so many of us are like hustle and bustle, go, go, go. So it's very rare that you're just kind of sitting and have some time to do something new. Because I know Rebecca has kind of picked up an old hobby. And what have you been doing, Beck?
Well, first, I'll tell you about that in a minute. But my walks, I have found a love for the Bethpage walking the trail, Bethpage State Park. So I pick it up somewhere midway between like Massapequa Park. I hop on it through another.
Yeah, that was right by my grandparents' house. That was like our big spot.
So we talked about that a while ago. So I walk from there about a mile and a half till I get to the Massapequa Preserve. And then I walk around the preserve and that's about an hour, and that's like a little bit hilly, and then I walk back, or I'll walk around the preserve a couple of times, but I am like mesmerized with nature. My phone
is filled
with unique things that I've never noticed. Like, I took a picture of this tree that fell. Did you see that, Otto?
Yes, I did.
It must have fell like 10 years ago. And it brought the earth up with it. So the tree is kind of still on the side, but it's still surrounded by all the earth. And the other end of the earth, like where the roots were growing into the dirt, are now parallel with the earth. You know what I mean? So they're growing straight out. So it's just, I don't know. I just find it so much nature so fascinating.
Because you appreciate, you know, things that you might not have really paid much attention to before.
Yeah. And I've walked that trail before, and it's just interesting that, you know, and I've always loved it. I used to ride my bike on it, and but just in the last couple of weeks, like, I've been going there like pretty much once a week now for about a month or two, and it's just brings me so much joy in that.
I think when you walk, like if you walk in your neighborhood or whatever, like I'll change what I'm looking for. I'll look in windows for rainbows or whatever.
So,
you know, I'm not to take away from what you were talking about, but I started doing a puzzle now. I haven't done a puzzle in years.
Good.
You know how hard it is to get a puzzle online? If you try to order a puzzle, you can't. I heard bicycles are very hard to get. I see people riding bikes all over the place.
You cannot get bikes. I went to my bike store 2 days ago because they let people in one at a time. They're only doing repairs because all the bikes are pretty much coming from China. They're backed up like 2 weeks, and my chain is broken. And they said they might sneak it in. You know, it's just a lift. They could do it really quick, but you've got to wait 2 to 3 weeks just to get your bike tuned up.
Otto, what kind of puzzle did you get?
There's a story connected to this, naturally. The first puzzle.
You may have to wait.
I'll tell you my puzzle story after the break.
Oh, I can't
wait. After the break, we'll hear the puzzle story, and then I'll talk about my fascinating new hobby.
Right.
And we'll be talking about our hobbies and what's happening in the town, maybe we'll talk about, too. How about that? We'll be back in just a moment. Thanks.